I know we've had news stories here within the past month or two, and we see the situation where the need has just grown over the years. But you guys were just trying to retrofit or make some adjustments to accommodate more people. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sure is. And yeah, you're right. The number of people looking for help in our community is significant and definitely beyond what shelter capacity can take care of. And so, you know, for us, we have done all we can in our main building, in our recovery program, and just realized we need to think about what we can do more. And so there's a building across the street that we own, and we retrofitted that building. It was a warehouse. You walk into it now, you would not think it was a warehouse. But so we added 32 beds, and those have been, we just actually literally went live on that last night. We finally got city approval, finally checked all the boxes, and we had, we were about two-thirds full last night. So yeah, it's a big deal.
And New Life Center, unique in the fact that you cater to or accommodate men who are needing help, where some of the other shelters might, you know, accommodate families, women, children, whatever. But you help men needing shelter. What is your capacity now, including with the new beds that became available?
Yeah, no, you nailed it. We shelter single males 18 and over, and we do feed and clothe men, women, and children in the community. But as far as our overall bed capacity, we now have 184 beds, counting our overflow, which actually isn't overflow. That's our winter warming site, our main shelter site, and then our we've got a recovery program in a different building as well. So 184 beds, yeah.
When it comes to the shelters here, including New Life Center, were you guys, and I know you talked to the other shelter directors as well, did anything hit you by surprise, or has this been a gradual increase since maybe pandemic-type era where the need has become greater, more people are needing help, or did you just kind of get slammed maybe in this last year or two?
You know, so I've been at the mission for over 15 years now, and when I started in the summers, there would always be a dip. Numbers would go down to be a little more, you know, it's the summer, everybody spreads out. For the last two summers, we actually have not slowed down. We've remained almost 100% full. And so what I see, you know, post-pandemic is the numbers have continued to increase. And I don't see that necessarily slowing down. So our response is then, well, then how do we adjust to meet the need? And how do we help folks get into a stable situation as fast as we can? I mean, that's ultimately what we want. We don't want them to stay with us.
Right.
We want to help them move on. Yeah, you bet.
Is there any particular group that you find increasing faster than others? Because I know you've got some different programs listed on your website. You have the Harbor program, mm-hmm. the Passport program, which kind of focuses on our military veterans, the Genesis Recovery program. So, you know, you've got those that may be battling addiction. You've got others that maybe have had some unfortunate circumstances that find themselves homeless. You've got the veterans that maybe come out of the military and they're trying to adjust to civilian life. So do you see one of those sectors, maybe those that were incarcerated, those that were battling addictions, those that are in our veterans, do you see any one of those categories being more a bigger part of the need in recent years?
I don't know that I'd say specifically one of our particular programs, you know, that we're seeing, you know, that's the focus. What I am seeing is mental health struggles that across the board people are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually work towards, you know, partnering with others in the community who can help specifically from a mental health standpoint, because a lot of times what we see is if we can help someone get in, you know, get off the street, get stable, and get whatever they need from, especially from a mental health standpoint, they're able to heal and make some reconnections and move on. But that's probably the biggest thing that I've seen in my time here is just an increase in the weight. And that weight comes out in often mental health challenges. We definitely do see folks dealing with addiction issues that's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, is it the chicken or the egg? Is it do the mental health struggles that someone faces cause them to use to help self-medicate, which is often what we see.
What about demographics? Because we've also spoken with Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, Churches United, and they mentioned some of the similar things with mental health, addiction. But I think a Rape and Abuse Crisis Center said they're seeing older women that they typically hadn't been seen as many in that demographic. Are you seeing elderly men or older men that are looking for help from New Life Center?
Without a doubt. And that has posed some unique challenges, certainly, because, you know, our setup really is, for the most part, bunk beds. And, you know, when someone, especially someone who may be getting a little older and mobility issues become more of a factor, or even at times incontinence issues, which are you know, we see that on a regular basis. A top bunk just doesn't work for someone.
Mm-hmm.
What other accommodations are, you know, I was talking to the gentleman last night in our warming center, and he had a CPAP machine that he needed to use. So that means he can't sleep in the middle of the dorm because he's not able to plug his CPAP in then. So those are some of the logistical things that we need to take into consideration if we're going to really help someone get back on their feet. And additionally, helping them move on then to an apartment or, and at times, you know, assisted living or other appropriate facility, because this is not long-term where someone who's has failing health or is getting elderly, this isn't the right setting for them.
Mm.
But finding beds for some of those individuals, that is super hard at times. So, yeah, there's some different things that we need to take into consideration, our case managers and our team needs to take into consideration when we're caring for people now.
Some new challenges, New Life Center, what are your requirements, Rob? Do they have to be, I know you're working with them, you got caseworkers too, do they have to actively be looking for jobs, dealing with their addictions if that's the case, or what are your requirements for stays there?
Yeah, boy. So with the addition of our warming center now, which really is a low barrier shelter, our goal is to literally to save lives. That's the purpose of that. Then you kind of step up, if you will, to the shelter setting where they are required to meet with case management. The individual sets their goals and we help them move towards those, but there are times when guys are not interested in doing that, and there is accountability. Hey, you can't continue to just stay here if you're not interested or able to move ahead. So as they're able, we're going to adjust our program there. And then, you know, step up a little more in accountability to our recovery program, and that would be what's considered a high barrier program, but it's for individuals who maybe have been in other recovery programs and really recognize I need a longer term program that's going to help me do the deep work to recognize how did I or why did I land in this situation. And that, you know, a lot of that work is hard to accomplish in a shelter setting. So with the size of ministry that we have now, we really have an option from low barrier to technically high barrier. Where the individual's at, and there's accountability along the way. We're definitely not just going to let guys hang out. It's not good for them, and it's not good for our community.
Mm-hmm. With Giving Hearts Day coming up, obviously we like to ask a number of the nonprofits that are involved with it. Is this one of your biggest fundraisers, and are you taking donations or volunteers or a donation of goods and gently used items kind of year-round there at New Life Center?
All of the above. So we kind of look at this, especially this time of the year, and it always, obviously Giving Hearts Day always falls in this time of the year. We look at this like our Super Bowl, right? This is something that we think about year-round now. It's that important to our organization and to what we do. And so, yeah, we are looking for folks to come alongside the mission. And certainly from a financial perspective, that, you know, I think most people recognize it as that. But also, and you touched on, you're on the money, we need volunteers. We need donations of product. And often that maybe can go through our stores, and that's how we do our voucher program out into the community. So all of those are really important. And I would just say one thing, too. I think a lot of times people equate Giving Hearts Day with money and financial donations, and that is so important. But I want to encourage your listeners to think about Giving Hearts Day as an opportunity for them to go beyond just, I'm thinking about people in need. I do care about people in need. It moves them from I'm thinking about it to I can actually do something about it. And that bridge that Giving Hearts Day gives to the community is awesome, because it really does turn into tangible. The donor is the one making the difference. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. GivingHeartsDay.org. And you can, if you click on the donate, you can search up New Life Center that way. If you'd like to donate your time, you'd like to make financial, it'll also give a list of the new and used goods that they're looking mm-hmm. for. Obviously, they cater to men. So different sizes of, you know, sweatpants, T-shirts, whatever, underwear. You can read it for
socks.
Yourself there. How much, if we donate to, like, to your thrift store, New Life Center thrift store, mm-hmm. that helps support yep. what you folks are doing too, correct?
100%. And that is one of the things that, you know, a lot of times people say, I want this to go directly to the men if I'm going to make a donation of a bag of clothes. And we're going to try to honor that, but also help educate. Even when you give it to our stores, what we do is turn that around. We sell it. And the proceeds from that go directly to the mission here. So either of our stores in South Fargo or North Fargo, whatever we sell goes to run our programs to make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, and the need is great out there. Continue doing the great work that you folks do there, Rob. Good luck to you on Giving Hearts Day, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate what you're doing, and just helping spread the word. You can't do it alone, that's for sure.
Absolutely.